Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you. And the federal government made a surprise announcement last week. And that is that there is new funding, more funding for the Coldwater Creek cleanup. And joining us now to give us more information about where that money came from, why, how it will be used, is the co-founder of Just Moms STL, Dawn Chapman. Dawn, it's great to talk with you again.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing pretty well. Well, more money to the Coldwater Creek cleanup. How much is it? And what was your response when you found out?
So this is a settlement. So this is reimbursing the Army Corps for what they've already spent. And the Department of Energy was found to be the most liable. They had to pay $91 million. The total settlement was $150 million, but $40 million of that is going directly back to Coldwater Creek to, as the Army Corps said, accelerate the cleanup. So we're ecstatic. We're thrilled.
So this was not known ahead of time. You were not aware that this was going to happen that way?
So we knew the settlement had occurred a year ago, but we didn't know what the United States Army Corps was going to do with the funds. Right. What they had, the reimbursement, if you will. And so we've been a little anxious and we've been hoping that Coldwater Creek would see some more of that money to accelerate that cleanup. But having this announcement made, we're thrilled. And we're also thrilled that they said that they were going to put it towards the accelerated cleanup.
And just to clarify the reimbursement, this is reimbursement from the fact that the government kind of created this problem in the first place?
That's correct. This is money that a federal agency has spent cleaning up along Coldwater Creek. This is just money for one site, mm-hmm. not even the creek itself or the areas the creek has flooded. This is just one site known as Laddie Avenue. And so that should tell you, you know, the total reimbursement was $150 million. The federal government has made a mess of this region in terms of the Department of Energy's contamination in the areas.
Talking with Dawn Chapman from Just Moms STL. So can you explain what the accelerated cleanup is and how that's different from, I'm supposing there's a general cleanup here?
So that is a great question. You know, Coldwater Creek, believe it or not, has been having a cleanup done on it for over 20 years. And I think we can all agree that's just way too long. I mean, it really should have been cleaned up in five, right? If this were an oil spill or something like that, they would send out a massive team, get out there and clean it up and be done with it in a matter of months. And so we're anxious to see what this accelerated cleanup means from the Army Corps of Engineers. But, you know, obviously we all RECA, the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, is now covering the area because so many people have been made sick from the government's radioactive waste. So while we're happy to see that hopefully Coldwater Creek gets cleaned up in our lifetime, the damage has been done.
And this is the breakdown, I believe, of last December's settlement. So the federal government is, as you mentioned, on the hook for $92 million, or 56% of the payout. Mm-hmm. Then Cotter, a uranium processor that operated a portion of the site near the airport, is on the hook for $50 million. And then $22 million is covered by Norfolk Southern, which owned part of the site at the time.
Right. That's the railroad. So absolutely. And I think the biggest part of this that's important for the listeners is that this was a settlement. And so imagine what the federal government's liability would have been if they wouldn't have settled for 56%. You know, I think it's more likely they could have been up in the 70s, if not all of it. So I think for us, though, seeing the federal government pay the bulk is fair. That's what we wanted to see. And then also seeing some of the money come back to Coldwater Creek and accelerate the cleanup, that's good news. And then we're hoping that the Department of Energy does the same thing and does the same settlement at Westlake Landfill and pays that same percent of the cost at Westlake, which would be 56%.
So what is a timeline on that? Because we're talking about, you said that if this were done properly, that would have been cleaned up within months. So now that there is a little bit more money going toward that cleanup, is there an expectation of when it should be done?
Well, you know, I have an expectation.
Yes.
The people living along the creek, you know, I would like to see this cleaned up in 7 years. I think they can do it in five. I'd like to see it in seven. I think that, you know, the argument is that's way longer. Obviously, it's been over 20 so far, but I think that's reasonable, and I'm very anxious to see what the plan is and how they plan to apply this money that's going to allow them to, you know, fast track this cleanup and do it safely and remove more and make it more protective. I think the fact that they have this really kind of kicks their feet out from under them a little bit, in the sense that they do have to now show the community that that it is the community's best interest they have and apply this accordingly. I don't think they can drag their feet. You know, I think that they've run out of excuses now that they have enough money, right?
Don, I know this is a technical question, but just because I really don't have any idea, what does a cleanup look like? What is a step? Like, physically, how do you clean it up?
That's a great question. So the first thing you have to do in any cleanup is find it all, right? Mm-hmm. You have to know where it is before you can remove it. And they don't even know where it all is along Coldwater Creek. They're still testing after what? They've been there since 2005. So they're still trying to find the magnitude and the scope. And then once they find it, then they go in and they remove it. They remove the contaminated soil and they replace it with clean soil. And then they take the contaminated soil and they actually take it out and they keep it at a Department of Energy site, at one of their storage facilities, to store this waste and to watch it. It becomes the government's full responsibility at the end of it. So this is something that they can do it. They just need to find it all first and then go in and remove it all, not leave any behind. You know, they're doing this. They've done this at other sites in St. Louis. It's just this one is taking a long time. They have slow walked this process. And this is the site where the majority of residents could be having exposures right now. This is not an industrial site. Coldwater Creek's backyards, parks, schools.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What sort of help are you getting from, and you know, we know that Josh Hawley, Senator Hawley, has been he's been behind you before. Cori Bush, when she was the representative for the area, and now Wesley Bell, who is the congressperson there. So what sort of assistance have you been getting from all of them?
So I think that they've been completely on board. You know, I spoke with Senator Hawley's office yesterday, and I also spoke with Congressman Bell yesterday. And, you know, just trying to come together and figure out, you know, because you guys asked the right questions in the beginning. What does an accelerated cleanup look like? And then how do we carry the government's liability at this site over and we get them to do the same thing at Westlake Landfill? Because the same talks are happening right now. The Department of Energy is being asked to come to the table and pay for part of Westlake to be cleaned up. The cleanup at Westlake won't start without that. And so far, they haven't put their signature on anything. So I think that's the discussion, is we have to accelerate it at Coldwater Creek and get it out of people's backyards and stop exposures. But we have to carry this liability over to Westlake and make the Department of Energy come to the table and sign that document so we can start removing it here. You know, now that we have RECA and we have federal legislation for people who get sick, we have to stop people from getting sick.
Dawn, I know that this has been an exhausting years-long slog for you. And when we see, you know, people getting sick and we see everything that's going on and just the resistance you've faced, is the resistance because of money? Is it because people don't want to take responsibility? Why has it been so difficult?
You know, I think this is why this settlement is so important. The resistance is because the United States government made this waste and hurt its own citizens. And it doesn't want to come to the table and admit that. And slowly, through RECA passing and now through this settlement, we're seeing them being forced to. I would have loved it if they'd have come to the table on their own and said, you know what, you're right. But that's just not how it works. So, you know, if we have to, we'll force them. And that's kind of what happened here. And, you know, I will say this. It has been very hard. The first thing I did when I got up this morning was answer a message from someone who was trying to fill out a form for a deceased husband. Mm-hmm. And I had to look through the death certificate. So it's hard on many levels. You know, this has devastated people's lives. And there is no reason why after 20 years there should even still be radioactive waste along Coldwater Creek. But here we are and there is. And it's hard to look forward and say we have got to get this cleaned up and not also sit here and be angry and look back and say, my God, what did the Department of Energy do to us?
I know this isn't a question you can answer, but I'm assuming you have thoughts on it. What I'm wondering is why the government is so reluctant to admit that there was wrongdoing when nobody involved in bringing all of that radioactive waste down here is even alive anymore. Who gives a, who cares? Like, right? Why wouldn't you just say it, right?
you really just hit the million-dollar point, because that's true. Nobody that made these mistakes, either deliberate or not, right, is even alive now. And so it's never been a better time than it is right now today to step up and say, okay, we can't be doing this. I mean, this is it. And I do think, I will tell you this, I do feel like with this settlement, reading through the whole thing, I feel like I was seeing some of that. While I think there was a little bit more pressure put on the Department of Energy, rightfully so, I see a willingness. And so I do have hope. And I really, and I know they're going to be listening to this interview. I hope that we can all start singing the same tune and they can walk right over to Westlake, sign that document, and then they can close the chapter on the Manhattan Project in St. Louis. Because the reality is they're the ones who opened the book and wrote the first paragraph. They have to be the ones that close it.
Dawn Chapman, we appreciate talking with you. As always, keep us posted, and we will be checking back in with you.
Thank you so much.
Dawn Chapman, co-founder of Just Moms STL, with us on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.